AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden says the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill he signed today is designed to help the people hit the hardest by the pandemic.
And I believe this is, and most people I think do as well, this historic legislation is about rebuilding the backbone of this country and giving people in this nation, working people, middle-class folks, people who built the country, a fighting chance.
The signing came hours before Biden delivers his first primetime address since taking office.
What I'm talking about tonight is the impact on the virus and how we're going to end this pandemic. And we're going to talk all the elements of the bill.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he warned a year ago the pandemic was going to get worse, but
it would have shocked me completely. I mean, I knew we were in for trouble, and you remember, you go back, I said it then, we better be really careful.
On NBC's Today Show, Fauci says now, a year later, things are looking up.
Every day, as we get 2 million or more people vaccinated, and if people continue to abide by the public health measures, we should be okay.
A majority of New York state legislators, at least 121 Assembly and Senate members, 59 Democrats, are demanding the resignation of Governor Andrew Cuomo. An article in yesterday's Times Union newspaper in Albany reported that an unidentified aide claimed Cuomo reached under her shirt and fondled her after summoning her to his official residence late last year. Deborah Katz, who represents another accuser, says Cuomo's defense is troubling.
He says he didn't know he was making women uncomfortable. It's not the obligation of women who are subordinate employees, 40 years his junior, to say, "Governor, you're making me uncomfortable." It is his responsibility to follow the law.
A lawyer for the governor says she reported the groping allegation made against him to police after the woman involved declined to press charges herself. This is AP News. Stock indexes hit an all-time high today. S&P 500 rose 1%, adding 40 points to extend its third straight record high. The Dow added 188 points to close at 32,485, its second straight all-time high. Number of rare coins and stamps go up for auction by Sotheby's in New York in June. Richard Austin, Sotheby's Luxury Division Vice President, says there are a trio of one-of-a-kind items, including a 1933 gold double eagle U.S. coin worth $10 to $15 million. Then there's the British Guiana 1 cent magenta stamp, found by a 12-year-old shuffling through some papers, and a sheet of four inverted Jenny U.S. stamps. The biplanes on the stamps are printed upside down. Austin says a famous television character had a run-in with one of those.
I think there was a Simpsons episode where Homer goes to a garage sale and passes up buying one of these.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.